I'm Sarah Lippman. Welcome to Torati Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be learning Sefer Mishle, Proverbs, Chapter 11. The overall message of Chapter 11 is where an approach to life that is just and generous takes you versus where an approach to life that is crooked and selfish takes you. In this chapter, the word tzedakah, charity, appears 5 times. That's 9 times more frequently than it tends to appear throughout the book of Mishle, and 44 times more frequent than would be expected in a passage of similar length throughout Tanakh. It's not the most common word in the parak. The words tzaddik, a righteous person, and rasha, a wicked person, each feature more prominently, appearing 8 times each in the chapter. However, we focused on those terms in chapter 10, where they appeared with even greater frequency. So today, we're going to look at the next most common word, which is tzedakah, charity. We will be using the teachings of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch as the overall basis for our study. The word tzedakah, charity. If you grew up in a Jewish household, that might give you the warm fuzzies, just hearing the sound of it, or maybe not. Our relationship with charity can be kind of complicated. We might think of it as a magnanimous act. We might think of charity as a condescending contribution. We might think of charity as a way of building my own sense of self-righteousness at the expense of someone else's dignity or of building social capital. Maybe charity to me seems like a way of contributing to the community. It might feel like a way of allowing myself to enjoy my own good fortune without a sense of guilt. Or maybe I think I'd rather starve than take charity. That's not a very warm and fuzzy feeling. What is tzedakah after all? In order to understand what tzedakah really means, let's take a look at the first place the Torah talks about tzedakah and introduces the idea to us. And that's in chapter 15 of Bereishis. God says to Abraham, "Cast your eyes up to the heavens and count the stars if you can count them." And he said to him, "So shall your children be." Ve'emin b'Hashem, and Abraham trusted in God. Ve'yachsheveha lo tzedakah, and it was considered for him tzedakah. Well, if I plug the word charity in here, I'm a little puzzled as to the meaning of tzedakah, because I didn't see anybody give anyone any money. What I did see happen was Abraham put his trust in God. That means he allowed what he knew about God to affect his life and his behavior. He lived his life in God's hands. If God's going to lead him to a faraway land, away from his family, Abraham follows wholeheartedly. If God is going to raise him up above the stars and give him children too numerous to count, Abraham is going to follow him humbly, walking with God and unconditionally. Vayachsheveha lo tzedakah. And God counts this for Abraham as tzedakah. So tzedakah, which we commonly translate as charity, doesn't just mean giving someone money. Tzedakah is based on the root word tzedek, justice, like the word tzedek that we looked at in chapter 10. So tzedakah is a form of justice. It's not something above and beyond. It's not something optional. It's just. It means respecting what is due to others and behaving accordingly. God sees that Abraham is behaving with just respect for the place that God has in the relationship with Abraham, and God considers that behavior tzedakah. Now, tzedakah doesn't just mean justice, because that would be tzedek, not tzedakah. Tzedakah has that extra hey, the ha, tzedakah, at the end. And that added letter shapes the justice. It acts on the concept of the justice and contributes to it. So tzedek, justice, is based on love and respect for all of God's creation. And that is a goal that God sets for the world. It is the ideal. Whereas tzedakah is not just the thought, it is the behavior. It is turning that ideal, that understanding that there is a just world and a just God, and that people need to be treated with respect. That is turned into our behavior and becomes tzedakah. It is the actions of benevolent assistance and support based on love and respect. that contribute to the goal in the world of tzedek, justice. A life of tzedakah is a life whose mission is fulfilled as it ought to be. If a tzaddik, a righteous person, is one who sees what needs to be done and does it because it's right and just, tzedek, without considering his convenience or his bias, then tzedakah are the actions of the tzaddik, the righteous person, those acts of reaching out to provide another person with what they ought to have because it is right, because the other person is equally a child of God, and without consideration of one's own convenience or profit. Now, our sages in the Talmud use the term tzedakah specifically for acts of charity and benevolence, which is how we're accustomed to using it, by means of material goods. But tzedakah is a broader term than that overall. So that focus that the sages give us of tzedakah as being material, a sharing of material good, that stems from this original lesson of Avraham's. It's the turning into material action in the physical world of the ideal of tzedek, of justice. So more deeply then, tzedakah is a mindset. It springs from a mindset of a life constant, seeking to dispense blessing, to notice and open my eyes to the people and the world around me and consider, what do I have to offer to them? How can I contribute to this situation? And at its deepest, tzedakah is the power to reflect God's love and care and shine it towards others and allow our lives to be lived as God's agents, like angels of love, like children of Avraham, who entrusted his life's work to God and lived his mission and lived tzedakah fully. We can all make that choice. God says, I have seen with regard to Avraham that he is going to instruct his children and his household after him to guard the way of God, la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat, to do tzedakah, benevolent justice, u'mishpat, and what is right, in order that God can bring to Avraham the blessing he has promised him. What is that blessing that God promised Avraham that will be fulfilled through the children of Avraham living a life of tzedakah? That is the initial blessing in God's first speech to Avraham, where he tells him to separate himself from his family, go alone away from his birthplace, from his country, from the house of his father, onto a long road that God's going to show him. God's blessing to Abraham originally was, Ve'e'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. Va'avarechecho, I will bless you. Va'agad l'shemecha, and make your name influential. Ve'heye bracha, and you become a blessing. The greatest blessing God gives Abraham is to be a blessing, to live a blessing. And that is fulfilled when Abraham's children live lives of tzedakah. With tzedakah, God calls us to our loveliest, holiest, most godlike tasks. We become a blessing with all that God gives us. We become a blessing to those around us. If we look around, we see nobody can do it on their own. Nothing can do it on their own. Everything in this world sustains and is sustained. Everything in this world has to receive and has something to give. And in that process of giving and receiving, of taking and contributing, everything in the world receives its real life, not just its existence. Once we think about the idea that we wish to give and to live a life of giving and not only a life of receiving and not thinking just about what we want to get, then we realize that our life has true meaning when we mean something to others, and that everything that we only have for ourselves, we never truly have. That's not going to come with us in the long run. The penny in my pocket is not going to be mine unless I share it with someone else who needs it. Then it becomes eternal. Then it lasts forever. That time that I waste or spend on my entertainment or my pleasure, I don't take that with me. The time I take with me is time that I've spent helping others, comforting someone sick, cheering up someone who's unhappy, helping someone find peace within themselves or with others around them. We truly can rejoice in the task that God has brought us to as the children of Avraham, to be a blessing with all that we have, with all that we receive. And the joy and the light and the warmth that it brings us is something that carries us through life. Tzedakah, the ability to give to others, is truly what life is about. Let's take a look at the verses in this chapter of Mishle that talk about tzedakah and hear them in light of what we've learned. Chapter 11, verse 4. Lo yo'il hon biyom evra, utzdaka tatzil mimaves. Wealth is of no avail on a day of wrath, but charity rescues from death. Verse 5. Tzidkas tamim tiyasher darko, uverishaso yipol rasha. The righteousness, the tzedakah, of an innocent person smooths his way, but a wicked person falls down in his wickedness. Verse 6. Tzidkas yesharim tatzilim, uvehavas bogdim yelachedu. The righteousness, the tzedakah, of the upright will rescue them, but the faithless are trapped in the destruction that they themselves perpetrate. Verse 17. Gomel nafsho ish chased, veocher she'ero achzori. A person of kindness brings good upon himself. A cruel person troubles his flesh. Verse 18. Rasha oseh fe'ulas shaker, v'zorea tzedakah secher emes. A wicked person acts falsely, but one who plants seeds of tzedakah, righteousness, charity, has a true reward. Verse 19, kein tzedakah l'chayim, umiradef ra'a lemoso. Sincere charity, tzedakah, supports life, but one who pursues evil just follows it to his death. Thank you for studying together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.